Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
Does vintage clothing and why not vintage lifestyle stand any chance of getting popular in Bulgaria? Chances are not that slim, our teen stringer Tanya Kovacka has found out. She talked to a friend in London and to a pioneer vintage clothing seller downtown Sofia to test the appeal of vintage.
Today, being the 21st century, the growing popularity of technology and all things modern is quickly consuming the world. Although slowly but surely, the ancient and the old are trying to regain some of its territory. Leading the battle is the newest trend, vintage clothing. Helping it on its way is the show This Old Thing, Vintage Clothes Show, and places like Portobello and Carnaby Street. But it seems that vintage is merging in Bulgaria too, so I decided to compare the evolving trend in these two countries, starting off with my London friend and vintage devotee, Tilly Chandley. How do you choose your clothes?
It typically depends on five things. The colour, the shape, the material, the fit, whether it's practical or if it's quirky, and if I can get it cheaper.
Do you think English people prefer shopping at markets or at malls?
I'd say teenagers prefer to go to malls nowadays. I mean, it's filled with replica girls holding bubble tea. But I'd say, in general, British people prefer to go to markets. You can bargain, and it's a much better atmosphere.
What kind of style would you see as popular at the moment among young British teenagers?
Sadly, crop tops and short jeans. Short jean shorts. That's the current trend. I'm hoping it goes out of fashion quickly.
And what about vintage? Do you think it's an upcoming trend that's slowly popularising?
Yes, yeah. We now see girls with Polaroid cameras, and a lot of girls are starting to go to Camden Market. I definitely think that within a couple of years, a lot of people will be choosing to get their clothes from vintage stores like I do. What first brought me to vintage was the way that someone else has had an adventure in those clothes. They've seen different things, maybe different time era. And then you get to kind of put your own mark on it, and maybe one day when you give it to charity, someone else might have a go. And also, just it always looks a little bit more kind of rustic. I think that's a lovely look.
What would you prefer, an iPhone or a really expensive and unique vintage dress?
Definitely a unique vintage dress. I recently bought a tea dress, and it's probably my new favourite piece of clothing. I'm so glad I bought it. And there are so many gowns, especially, for example, the TV show Game of Thrones is just littered with most gorgeous dresses that I would pay a lot of money to have one of those.
In London, there are many vintage shops where you can get equally beautiful tea dresses. But in Bulgaria, there are a few vintage shops, but I went to one of them in Sofia to hear the Bulgarian perspective on this. The owner of Checkpoint Vintage, Kristina Eftimova, told me.
How did you first get into vintage clothing?
I moved to the UK to study advertising and marketing, and the whole market was flooded with vintage clothing, so basically I got infected with the bug. So there, in the UK, in Birmingham.
Would you say Bulgarians are interested in vintage? Do you think they know about it?
I think some of them are interested in, let's say, unique clothing, but not specifically vintage clothing. They just like the idea of wearing something that's unique, but maybe about only 20% shop vintage for the sake of it being vintage.
How do you think your shop will progress with that throughout the years? Do you think vintage will grow as an idea here?
I think vintage has a doesn't have a market on the continent. Specifically in Eastern Europe, it's a bit of a problem because we still have negative feelings towards the past because of the communist past. So we don't like anything from the 70s and the 80s. So that's a problem. And as far as wearing old clothes, that's also a problem on the market because people are have issues with wearing someone else's clothes and feeling kind of outdated because they used to not have access to all the modern things back in the communist days. So that's a bit of an issue here still. So they only wear modern secondhand, most of them, the part that shops secondhand.
Do many young teenagers or just young people shop in your...
Actually, yes. I would say that about 40% of the people that shop here are 15 to 25-year-olds that are more artistic into design and just travel a lot to London and just Western Europe. So they're into vintage. And the other half is just old people with nostalgic feelings.
Do you think the fact that they're building more malls here in Sofia is a big problem?
In a way, because it kind of facilitates that whole mall shopping mind, which used to be something that people used to dream for. It's a nice example of how the mall culture is driving people back to small boutiques because they are getting tired of this whole culture and they're going back to their roots from the 80s where they used to be handmade stuff and more artsy stuff.
So you can understand, in some places the road to vintage is tough, but we can agree that it makes the shopping experience better and more satisfying, as well as promoting uniqueness and quality.
That was Tanya Kovacka reporting about the vintage clothing trends in Sofia.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.